1920. I'm Jenna Barr, and we have a special guest this morning. Joining us in studio is Kevin Sowell, who is the 911 coordinator for Santa Rosa County. First of all, that's like the coolest thing.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for having me, Jenna.
Absolutely, yeah. Kevin. I'm super excited to kind of chat. We have a lot to talk about, actually, and get up to date on things going on over there in Santa Rosa, how emergency management is handling everything, how y'all are bouncing back from Hurricane Sally, and even the pandemic, which I pretty sure has affected
absolutely
everything.
2020 was we had wildfires, tornadoes, pandemic in the middle of it, you just name it. But
I
yeah,
forgot
it was
about
tough.
The wildfires.
I am so sorry
that just is like a oof, yeah, like another little ping right there.
It's that's okay, we're trained for it, and we're up to the challenge.
So, and I want to talk a little bit about wildfires, because I know that controlled burns are a thing in Florida. I'm from New Jersey.
Okay.
I pretty much mention it every time I can get it. No, I'm just kidding. But I didn't grow up with things like that. We had Smokey the Bear everywhere telling us, don't burn anything. You weren't allowed to have a fire pit or a chimney or anything outside. There were a lot of rules. But I grew up in like the wooded area of New Jersey. And, you know, so when we moved here, it was like, you people are burning your leaves in a trash can in your yard.
It
kind of threw me for a loop. So do y'all have like just different relationships with even WEAR or us that can like tell people, hey, this is a really bad time to burn, different things like that? And is there a protocol that happens if a controlled burn gets out of control?
Yeah, Florida Forest Service handles all the control burns. They issue permits, so we work closely with those. Brandy, our PIO, is, you know, real good about putting out that information. But we want people to be cognitive. Mm-hmm. So if a fire gets out of control, definitely call 911, and we'll handle it from there.
Right.
But, yeah, Florida Forest Service does a good job, especially up in the Blackwater, the north end of our area. And they do this for productive reasons to help the wildlife and the plants and
it
so forth.
It does help. Absolutely. Yes. And I love that. I love that there's just different things in place just protect not just us, but protect wildlife. Like you said, we have a ton of it up there.
Yes, we do. We're blessed with that.
Yes, I love it. It's so beautiful. Some of our favorite memories are on the river. Our family really enjoys it. Okay, so jumping over, I want to kind of hop into this because it's something huge and exciting.
Yes.
Recently, y'all applied for a federal grant. How did that turn out for you?
Yeah, so a couple years ago, we knew a federal grant was coming down, and it was a regional 911 pilot program that was going to be started, and this focus on next generation 911. So I'm with Santa Rosa County, but 11 other counties in the panhandle, we applied for it. We worked very hard. The 12 counties really come together, and we were awarded this grant. So basically, we beat out all other counties and regions in the state. So we are very blessed to have this next generation 911 grant provided to us, and we are implementing it now. My board of county commissioners signed it last night, and the other board of county commissioners are following suit. So we will have all this signed, sealed, and delivered in very near future.
Excellent. Yeah. So with the next generation 911 grant, which sounds super cool, by the way.
Okay.
I love it.
Long time coming.
Yes. I mean, first of all, congratulations.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I am very excited for our area to receive that.
Should be.
Although I am a Pensacola native, my family lives over in Santa Rosa County, and I'm frequent there. I was there 2 days ago. I love it. Plus, the best Target's over there, I'm just saying. anyways, shouldn't tell people that. They'll go there right now.
Yeah.
But even my favorite place is to shop, and we're connected. We're just intertwined. Although, you know, the bridge is down, we're still intertwined and working together, and it's important for both counties to flow smoothly so we can all grow together. But with this grant, what does it do to serve the community better?
So this first layer of this grant is, what we're doing is we're taking the GIS information with the geographical information system, and we tying all 12 counties together, meaning all the GIS data for all 12 counties will be funneled into one pipe. And I want to everybody to realize 80% of our cell phone traffic is now provided by 911, meaning our 911 calls are supported by 80% of the traffic. Everybody makes a 911 call now on their cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
So the cell phone gives us latitude, longitude, and now what we call Z, in which is elevation.
Okay.
So the reason I bring this up is it's important, next generation 911, that we take this phone's information and we overlay it to the GIS data for all 12 counties, and it routes it to the proper agency based on location, which is, you know, not currently how we do business. So it will get a more exact pinpoint location of these callers.
Okay.
And it comes with a lot of added benefits, you know, where they can send a photo, they can send a video, they can text to 911, we can text to them. So there's a lot of cool things coming with this, and I'm proud that our region was chosen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beat out all the other guys to show that we needed it here. That is incredible. Pictures, you can text, and it helps locate, especially if an individual like runs off the road, right? What are different circumstances that this can really elevate being able to get to victims faster?
Yeah, so the main thing, of course, is looking at their location.
Yeah.
This new technology is we know their location, and it updates us about every 5 seconds. Sort of like you're looking at a rideshare program, Uber or Lyft or whoever, you know where the Uber driver is. So now we'll take that technology and apply it even more to 911.
That is so cool.
You may be out for a fishing trip at night, okay, and you happen to run into something, God forbid, and this helps us know where your location. And we have a lot of visitors come to our beautiful white beaches here. They're down here visiting, but maybe get hung up in an undercurrent. They're not totally sure where they're at on the beaches, but this technology will help us to get them quicker response
and that is neat. Yes. I mean, I have lived here for a pretty long time, and I still am like get twisted a little bit,
sure.
You know, and like you just said, when visitors come out of town, which I mean, spring breaks are coming, pretty much already into it. The traffic is showing us
it
that.
Is.
Where are you coming from? It's showing us that there are people visiting in and out despite the bridge being down. They're going to still come and see us. They're
Absolutely.
Still coming down. And if they get twisted around or if they get into an accident early in the morning and they have to make that phone call, is this related to kind of like the OnStar type of technology where they can see that location right away?
Right. Good point. And that we call that telematics. So we will able to take that information from OnStar or many other actually providers, you know, that provide telematics. And it gives us a lot of information. And again, we will absorb this information in next generation 911. It tells us if the vehicle's rolled over. There's a whole lot of things going on that we can now accept once we get this project complete from the example of OnStar. Very good question.
That is so cool. Hey, if you actually have a question, I don't want to leave anybody out of the discussion. Please, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We're chatting with Kevin Sowell, who is the 911 coordinator for Santa Rosa County. He's telling us about their next generation 911 grant that they have received. Maybe you have a question about this. Maybe this is something that you've just been looking forward to for a really long time and you want to chime in. The number's 437-1620. Do not hesitate. We would love to hear from you. And maybe this is something where you're like, okay, I can benefit from that. I mean, we also see, I feel like a lot more here in Florida than I've ever experienced up north is the silver alerts.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And I'm not saying she's silver and I love her, but we couldn't find my mother-in-law for a short period of time.
Wow.
She turned off her cell phone and it was one of those like you're panicking because there are health issues, right?
Yes.
And so you're kind of like, okay, where'd she go? What is she doing? You know, and turns out she had just left her cell phone in her car. And if we had turned on the location, which now it is on, we're watching her, then we would have known, okay, if she had an issue, you know, we would have been able to find her and then get to there. Technology is a beautiful thing.
It is.
And when it comes to emergency services, it's going to help out a lot. We have more to chat with Kevin. Stick around. We'll be right back. Back on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm chatting with Kevin Sowell, who is the 911 coordinator for Santa Rosa County, and he's given us all the info on this awesome new grant. And please feel free to call or text in. In fact, we have a caller on the line. Good morning. Is this John?
It is.
Hi, John. How
Hi.
Are you?
Hi. My question is, I'm well. I'm a little concerned, though. So I don't think that it's a good idea to allow basically Big Brother, our nanny state, to track us all at all times, even if the listed excuse is that it's for the greater good. So how do I get out of that?
Hey, John, yeah, good question there. So this is regulated federally, and when you call 911, you basically give up your rights because that gives us to get your information and to provide quality care. So you can't turn off your GPS or anything from 911. You can from other, of course, from apps or whatever it may be. So to answer your question on what you could do, I'm not aware of any circumstances that it's regulated by FCC, and your location services are always turned on for 911.
Oh, that makes sense. All right, John, thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. And we appreciate all those questions, all those concerns. Please feel free to continue to call. Text in 437-1620. We would love to hear from you. I understand. Okay, I understand.
Sure.
Like, I can see that point, and I can relate to John because I have all my locations. They are like, can we track it? No. Can we do that? No. I have two people who track my phone and they know where I am, and I'm okay with that. So I understand the concern. We never want to write somebody off for their questions.
Absolutely
for something
not.
Like this.
A great question, and I totally respect that. But
oh, absolutely. We love that.
When Apple makes the phone, there are certain regulations they have to go by FCC and
yes.
or whoever makes the phone. And 911 has, of course, a great reasoning. And we can't use this data, but inside our public safety answering point. So it does not go outside. We do not share it with anybody. So we
sure.
only use it inside.
Well, even, you know, if I dial 911 for an emergency, I mean, there was one the other night that our neighbors were a part of, and so I didn't dial 911, but it was a really scary situation.
Sure.
And you, when in that moment, right, this is just life, there's so much pumping through your brain. There's so much, what is that, when it's all surging through,
sure.
and you have to answer all these questions, you have to gather all this information. And part of it is like, you're okay, where am I? Where am I? What am I doing? And so this can be a really good tool. It will be a really good tool for helping people who have situations where it's like, I just saw something, so I pulled over, but I'm on my way home from dinner and I don't really know this area, you know, or you're house sitting or dog sitting and
absolutely.
Something goes awry. You try to look around, where's the nearest street sign, where's the nearest house number? And I remember just in situations like that when I was probably a teenager and I had to make a phone call and I was like, oh no, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, and that was when like cell phones were first like becoming a block that you held to your
that's just the old brick. Yeah.
the brick to your face. But please don't ever feel like, you know, you can't ask those questions or voice your comments and concerns. 437-1620. However, in my opinion, this is going to be something grand.
Yes. Keep in mind also, Jenna, in the next generation, as we progress through it, is you will now be able to attach your information or your loved one's information. So when they make that 911 call, we can know what their histories are, allergies, their name. There's a lot of great data that produces to the operators when they answer that call. So dealing with medical history, there's a big list. So everybody will be able to go on free and assign that information to that cell phone. And that way it is produced to the operators when they have to make that 911 call. You know, people only make 911 calls at the worst point in their life. You know, so it's a situation that they're backed up in a corner or whatever's going on here, or they just witness a bad wreck, or you know, we find people don't call 911 very often in their lives, but when they do, they're at a very heightened point.
I remember when my sister was probably about 5, I was supposed to be watching her. I'm about 5 years older than her, and I wasn't. And she got a hold of the phone and called 911 and was just sitting there breathing. This was like 30 years ago, so nobody can be mad at me.
I understand.
But those things happen. However, you're right. People only call when it's in a desperate situation.
Sure. There is a worst point in their life a lot of times. You know, they've witnessed something that is very troublesome to them, and they're needing help. So we're there for them, and very proud of the relationships we have in the Panhandle with all the counties that have come together. I can't stress the importance of where we're going in the next generation 911 world.
Yes, and like you said, one of the points that y'all brought up in applying for this grant is that between Hurricane Michael and everything happening in the world, it proved that this was a necessary tool in being able to serve the community.
Absolutely.
So hurricane comes through, blows everything out, but you have an emergency at your home. This is something that you want to be able to help people get to you faster.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We have more with Kevin. Stick around.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all sure.
All right, friends, you've been hanging out with me and Kevin Sowell, the 911 coordinator in Santa Rosa County. And he said something that I'm like, you have to tell everybody before we close out today.
Understood. Thanks, Jenna. So what we were just discussing in break was the Region 1 Next Generation pilot program is going to be used throughout the state. So what we use here and what we put together, the MOU, our whole 12 counties and our model is going to be used through the rest of the state. So we are the first in the state, and we're setting the standards, and hopefully this helps Florida become as a state.
It will.
Yeah. And so we learned some bumps in the road, as normal. So this is a growing project, but we hope that the rest of the state can really benefit from this.
Absolutely. Yeah. And someone just texted in, and this just touched my heart, and this listener said it'll be so important for in a domestic abuse type of situation, if someone's hiding and they can't speak and they have to be quiet, but they need help.
Absolutely. We ask you, call when you can, text when you can't. So that is a very good point.
Thank you for texting that in. I really appreciate that reminder. This goes deeper.
It does.
This is really, there are just hidden issues in the world, and this is something that will really help people. Kevin, congratulations again. Yeah. Thank you for hanging
Thanks,
out with
Jenna.
Me this morning. Yeah. All right, guys. We have more for you coming up in the next hour, an update with Escambia County Sheriff's Office. So stick around. We'll be right back after Fox News.